Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Lauren Wolf of Lolo Lullaby. Lauren, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Lauren so you could hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Lauren Wolf is a certified pediatric sleep consultant. She's the founder of Lolo Lullaby and a mom of two living in New York City. She specializes in helping develop healthy, developmental, appropriate sleep patterns in children's ages 4 months to 6 years. Her goal is always to help parents achieve the skills and knowledge and support to empower long-term positive outcomes. Though based in New York City, she is able to provide her services to families across the country through Skype, phone calls, and of course, email. Lauren, are you ready to speak to the IMCL community?
Yes, I'm ready.
Awesome, let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you get started with your business?
Sure. So when I had my first daughter in 2016, I was working in the corporate retail world and I went on a short maternity leave. And while I was out, you know, experiencing all the feels of having your first baby, I started to really rethink about my career and, you know, if I was loving what I did, if it was important enough for me to, you know, in 12 weeks go back and leave my daughter and, you know, trust her to be with a stranger every day. And I knew I wanted to work and, you know, I'm educated. I've been in the workforce, you know, for 10 to 15 years and I really wanted to have something I was passionate about, but I wasn't sure if it was my former job. So while out, I just started to, you know, make use of my time. And I started, you know, meeting other moms in the neighborhood. I joined a new moms group and just really became very involved in the new mom community. And, you know, I quickly learned that everyone around me was talking about their baby sleep. Mm-hmm. And this was something that I was thinking about every single moment of every day too, as mm-hmm. when you have a new baby, you're constantly worried, are they getting enough sleep? Are they sleeping too much? Are they sleeping in the right place at the right time? Right. And always, you know, doubting yourself as well.
Right.
So I became more involved, more interested in my daughter's sleep. I started reading books, you know, to learn more about it. And, you know, I struggled with some of her daytime sleep when she was around 3-4 months. And it triggered me to actually hire a sleep consultant for help because I couldn't figure out how to get my daughter to sleep more during the day, mm-hmm. even though she was sleeping great at night. So after working with a sleep consultant, I just realized like, wow, like all this information is out there. And it was so helpful to speak to an expert and I learned so much from a 30-minute phone call with a stranger. And, you know, I became really interested in it. I started helping all my friends who were struggling with their kids' sleep. And I sort of had this aha moment, like maybe this could be something, you know? So I went back to work, I, you know, stayed in my career, but I researched into different certification programs and I found one that I thought was the best and started the certification when my daughter was about 6 months old and the program itself was about 6 months. It was very intensive and I thought the most well-rounded course out there and I started doing it on the side. And then, you know, about maybe a year after that, I, you know, decided I'm going to leave my corporate job. I started doing more of a part-time gig on the side and then I could really, you know, jumpstart my sleep consulting. Right. So that's when I formed my company and I started working with clients and, you know, it's the rest is history. And I do not miss the corporate world. I do miss, you know, a 401k and, you know, having coworkers and things like that. But other than that, I feel, you know, a sense of, you know, I feel very, I have a rewarding career now, which is something I always wanted. And I wanted to feel like if I was leaving my kids every day, that it was at least something I felt good about and I was excited and passionate about.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask you. It kind of definitely sounds like you're kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, mission driven, where, you know, like the work and the time that you're putting in, not to say that you weren't having that in the corporate world, but it seems like because, you know, you were talking with the parents, because obviously you had the experience yourself, you feel like you're definitely, you know, helping so many people and those kids, especially as they're growing older, so that make sure they get off on the right foot as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's, you're working with parents in a very, very difficult stage of their life and it's very high stress and, you know, a lot of moms are very vulnerable fighting postpartum depression and, mm-hmm. you know, I have to be very sensitive to all of that. And so, you know, it's a very difficult job at times, but it's very rewarding and I love it. And I love, you know, being able to kind of help these parents come to the other side and, you know, looking back thinking, wow, why didn't we do that sooner? You know, why didn't we hire someone sooner?
Exactly. Well, I definitely appreciate you for, you know, in true entrepreneurial form, you know, not just seeing that there's an opportunity, but actually saying, hey, I want to go get my certifications and make sure that I can help out people as well too. Cause I think so many people are sometimes just sitting on the sidelines and saying, oh, somebody should do that. But for you to actually do that, definitely kudos to you.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So I wanted to drill a little bit deeper. I know obviously sleep is definitely important for us adults, but I know it's something that's very important for kids as they grow and develop as well too. So can you take me through, you know, how important that is, but also like how you work with the clients?
Yeah, of course. So you made a good point. I mean, you know, children six and under are sleeping for more than 50% of their life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of parents, you know, they will take a childbirth class, they will take a lactation class, they will take CPR and all of that, which are all great. But there's not a lot of classes out there about sleep and newborn sleep. So, you know, it's really important that parents are planning, you know, the right amount of sleep for their babies and knowing, you know, what sort of the normal ranges are. And obviously working very closely with their pediatricians to make sure that they're meeting all these sleep milestones and, you know, working on the independent sleep skills, which is just so important for little ones. So, you know, as they get older, the most important thing to think about is, can my baby start putting themselves to sleep without me having to rock them, nurse them, bottle feed them, you know, whatever it is. There's a lot of different things out there. So, you know, I believe that sleep is obviously it's very important for our children, but as parents, I mean, it's for us to function and be happy. And yeah. I've seen it save marriages and rescue women from postpartum depression. I mean, it is a real, real struggle. And especially if you're the sole provider of your child, like you need to be on during the day. You are, you know, taking care of this child plus yourself, plus your household, whatever it is. And it's no joke. And if you're doing it on no sleep, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Right.
So it's really important to, you know, develop a healthy sleep foundation for your child from the beginning. That's why I, you know, do a lot of newborn consults. I do a lot of consults with moms who are expecting, you know, and obviously I work with children up to the age of six too, because they're new struggles when they're toddlers and sleeping in their own beds and, then the real fun begins. But, you know, always try and, you know, get the best foundation from day one, if you can, and prevent yourself from going down that path.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I don't know, definitely, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I kind of feel like sometimes we take those things for granted as adults. You know, we know kind of, even though we may not always get the most sleep that we should, but we know kind of how to go to sleep and things like that. But I heard you mention like skills and things like that. A lot of times we take for granted, you know, just being able to fall asleep and not thinking of it as kind of like a learned skill. I don't know if you find that exact same thing.
You actually just nailed it on that. I was going to say that a lot of people don't know that sleep is a learned skill. Mm. So we have to teach the baby how to sleep. It's not something that they develop on their own. That's why it involves us. That's where the word training comes in, sleep training. Right. You know, it doesn't have to be leave your child in the crib alone to cry all night, by any means, but there are ways where we can slowly and, you know, appropriately teach our babies how to develop these independent sleep skills. And with consistency and, you know, dedication from the parents and the right schedule and the right sleeping environment, it all does come together.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I think, you know, like you've mentioned, you know, when you're you know, if you are working your career, or you're juggling a bunch of different things, it's great to be able to have, you know, experts to lean on like yourself that are able to kind of provide that perspective, provide that insight. Because I think a lot of times, just like you said, it can be a very stressful time, especially if you're not sleeping as well, where you want to be able to get that expert advice so that you can, of course, get, you know, your children to sleep and grow and be strong and develop.
Yeah, and it's always nice to have, you know, an outsider's perspective. I mean, if you think about any professional in their industry, so think of, let's say you're a therapist yourself, but you're struggling in your own life. You're going to reach out and hire your own therapist because you can't be your own therapist. When you're just, as I say to parents, when you're in it and you're struggling every day, you're not really able to kind of pull yourself out and really say, what am I doing wrong here? What's not working? And I'm guilty of that too. I've you know, struggled with sleep with my second child a little bit. And I thought about reaching out to somebody, because I'm so involved every day in her in her life. And I almost thought maybe I need someone from the outside who's seeing things in a different way than I am. Right. Yeah. Well, it did not get to that, but it almost did. And I thought about it. And some of that was kind of just had to run its course of time. Yeah. But I mean, it's really important if you are struggling to seek help from someone on the outside, because they have a very non-biased, you know, set of eyes. You know, I'm going to see things the way, you know, obviously the parent knows what's best for the child, but I'm able to really look at it, you know, from a professional point of view and say, here's the schedule, you know, here's what I'm not seeing, here are the red flags. And then often just from a 30-minute call with parents, they say, oh, right, that makes so much sense. I can't believe I didn't think of that. And that's why we hire professionals, right? Because we, you know, we're so in it every day, and you just really need someone from the outside to come in and kind of give you those, that extra set of eyes. And it's really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the most powerful to me. I always say that as far as like leadership, and definitely obviously as a parent, which is definitely, you know, being a leader in the household as well too. But sometimes we are so much in our superhero mode that we don't necessarily ask for help. So it's always great to be able to do that. I think that that's, you know, something that, you know, leaders do, that people that want to be successful do. And like you said, sometimes you're so close to it and you're so much in the kind of like the groove of doing things on a day-to-day basis. It helps to be able to have somebody that is not as in the day-to-day and has that expertise to be able to kind of give you that perspective and that solution.
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. 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 So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or for your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Yeah, it's a good question. I really think it comes down to authenticity. So I am not somebody who preaches in my business. I am not somebody who sugarcoats things. I feel like being honest and direct with my clients is going to lead to the most successful outcome. So I am very supportive. I am a mother of two. I get it. I've had to sleep train my kids. I'm not going to sit and act like it's easy. But I do believe that, you know, I'm very upfront with what the expectations are of sleep training. Of course, there are more direct and more gentle ways to sleep train. I cover all of them with my clients. I feel very confident that my certification, it's such a well-rounded certification, right? So I am taught all different sleep training methods, how to tweak them, how to personalize them. There is no one-size-fits-all method for every family. And that's why I love what I do, because there's not like a map that says, okay, this age, this is the answer. No, it's not like that. It's really, you know, being intuitive and hearing what the parents' concerns are and understanding what the challenges are going to be. And maybe they have two older kids who are in elementary school and they have pickup, and this one's in daycare and they can't set the schedule, and this one's got allergies, this one's not gaining weight. I mean, there's so many things, right? There's so many layers. It's like an onion. And, you know, I'm always, I'm not a one size fits all sleep coach. I'm very tailored. I'm very upfront with the process. And, you know, I always, you know, through my Instagram, which is a way I promote my business too, I share a lot of my personal life, my struggles with my children, their sleep. While they do sleep great 95% of the time, I, of course, am a regular human being, and they have, you know, good days and bad days. And I share all of it because I don't want my clients to think that I'm perfect, because I am not. I make mistakes too. Things are not perfect in my household. And I think that's a big part of my business is, you know, I just felt like being on the other side, like I wanted to work with someone who I could really feel like I was connection on the same level with. Yeah. And I never wanted to work with somebody who I felt like was so superior and they never messed up. Cause that's just, I didn't feel comfortable that way. So I always want, you know, my followers through social media and, you know, therefore my clients to feel like I'm in it with you. Right. So we're in this together, and, you know, we're going to fix this as a team.
Awesome. 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 So I appreciate that. And what I wanted to do was switch gears a little bit. And I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what makes you more effective and efficient?
So one thing I use to really help run my business is a program called Acuity. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
I swear by Acuity.
Oh, good.
Yes.
It was acquired by Squarespace recently, mm-hmm. actually, and helps for me because my website is run by Squarespace. And now it's all connected.
I appreciate both of those hacks. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
First one I would say is, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Yeah, I think that's really it. Just hit the ground running. Don't be afraid to just catapult yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I definitely appreciate that. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Lauren, what does being a CEO mean to you?
being a CEO to me means paving my own way. So it was really important for me, again, to have a career that I felt passionate about, that was rewarding, that I could lead my children every day and feel like this is a great way. This is a great, This is a great example to set for my children.
I definitely appreciate that perspective, appreciate that definition. I appreciate your time even more. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you. Sure. Let's follow you on Instagram and find out about all the awesome things you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So, in terms of how you work with me, go ahead and visit my website. It's lololullaby.com. And I offer, there's a page with all the different packages I offer. I work remotely 98% of the time. So while a lot of my clients are in New York, I've only, had face-to-face appointments with a couple of them because most people, we're all busy parents working. So most of it is done through Skype or phone call and then, follow up with email, text, phone, whatever works. My Instagram is @lololullaby. I do free question and answer every week. I do different sleep topics every week. Right now I'm working on when's the best time to transfer your toddler from a crib to a bed. So that'll be coming this week. And then I'm also doing a daylight savings post this week about how to prepare your child for the daylight savings for the time change. So check out my Instagram, lololullaby. And feel free. All my information is on the website, but my email is lauren@lololullaby if you have any questions.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Lauren. And we will also have those links and information in the show notes too, so that everybody can follow up with you there as well. But again, appreciate you. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.